From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Now a review of a novel that first made an impact in the mid-90s. It was written by the poet Tani al-Sawaidi of the United Arab Emirates. The novel was first published in Arabic in 1994 and stirred up a critical storm. Now it's been translated into English by Williams Hutchins. Anne Allen Chuse has this review.
In this short novel, less than 90 pages in this edition, including a more than 10-page scholarly introduction by the translator, we meet El Diesel. He, she, is a jinn or demon born of the vast oil deposits beneath the Middle Eastern sands, and then born into a fisherman's family on the coast of the Emirates, born as a transgendered child who grows up to become a highly praised musician and performer. Told by the demon child as a young man to a muezzin in a local mosque, the story unfolds in a series of vertiginous riffs on childhood, on village life, on commerce, on government, on the power of music, all of it built of powerful images out of desert life which the narrator freely associates on, producing a sort of Arab surrealism with a deep foundation in local folklore. Here's just a taste of it, a riff on the rising sun. This sun, the Diesel says, that has from pre-eternity wept light while we see and warm ourselves by its tears, believing them to be smiles of laughter, it sleeps just as we do, and no one asks who falls asleep first, us or the sun, because when it sets, the sun may stretch out in bed. Its red blush may be a sign to her lover, who lives on earth, to climb up her last rays and sleep with her. This little work of fiction, with its wild metaphors and surprising turns, seems as tipsy as a dancer with too many drinks. It celebrates the Dionysian element in Arab culture we've seen much too little of these recent decades.
That's Allen Chuse with a review of a new translation of the novel The Diesel by Tani al-Sawaidi. Allen's most recent book is Paradise or Eat Your Face, a trio of novellas.